Fresh from her visit to the G20 and APEC summits in Korea and Japan, the Prime Minister has touched down in Canberra. There'll be no rest for Julia Gillard. She's going to head straight to Parliament House for the final two sitting weeks for this year. Michelle Grattan is still in Yokohama in Japan, where the APEC summit wrapped up yesterday, pledging support for an Asia-Pacific trade zone. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, you've watched the Prime Minister up close over the past few days, first at the G20 summit, then at the APEC leaders' meeting over the weekend. It was Julia Gillard's third overseas visit since she was elevated to the job in June. What contribution did she make around the table? How much of a player was she?
I don't think that she was a major player at all. I think that, however, she did seem more confident than she appeared, for example, in her recent regional tour. Partly this was because she felt a bit more experienced. Partly on that earlier tour, she was really dogged by the asylum seeker issue, and that was very difficult for her. I think that she has now made a very wide range of contacts among other leaders, and of course these back-to-back summits have given her particularly a chance to not only meet but really get to know President Obama and to talk to him about a range of issues, both informally and in their formal bilateral at the weekend.
Just in that, in terms of the one-on-one meeting with Barack Obama, any sign of or any sense of rapport that the two struck up?
I noticed that at the end of the summit, the APEC summit, that they were chatting in a very easygoing, friendly-looking style from what you could see from a distance. It's, of course, hard to judge, but it does seem that they got on pretty well. It was interesting that she used the Aussie phrase, great mates, to describe the relationship between Australia and the United States. And I think that her fairly easygoing personal style in talking to people, which we've seen over the years in Australia, probably serves her quite well internationally too. She says she likes people and she does give the impression of enjoying meeting people.
Any sense she's developing a passion for foreign affairs?
I doubt it. But I think she is showing some signs of developing a competence and a greater ease. But it is very, very early days.
Of course.
These are hard issues to get across.
During APEC, Michelle, the Mexican president told the leaders not to expect too much from the climate summit in Cancun in December. What exactly did he say?
He said that he thought that meeting would concentrate on fast-tracking financing for developing countries to deal with climate and particularly also the issue of forests. So the ambitions for it are really quite modest.
Very scaled down.
And of course that comes on top of President Obama having to move back from his ambitions on emissions trading. But nevertheless, Julie Gillard is sticking very strongly to her argument that Australia needs a carbon price and that she's going to press ahead with trying to get that consensus.
She also came out of that meeting with the US president, didn't she, suggesting that the abandonment by the US of a cap and trade is simply the political reality. It doesn't reflect the president's policy views here.
Well, no, that's right, but still it is a political reality that means that the United States will not have such a system, and it would have been pretty important if it had. So that's the reason for it, but the other reality is the objective fact.
Federal Parliament, Michelle, back home, sitting for the final fortnight of the year. You missed day one, but I'm sure you'll be in place for tomorrow. How important are these final 2 weeks for, well, in particular, Julia Gillard and Tony Abbott?
I think they're important. There are a number of issues which will be up. The political debate, I guess, in terms of the partisan, sharp partisan debate, will be around banking. The government will not be producing its banking package until after Parliament gets up, but when it does, I think quite tough judgments will be made, because certainly Julia Gillard, while she's away, of course, has been running this domestic agenda on banking and has been building up these expectations of a package that really will do something.
So no package from the government before Parliament rises, but there will be one, as we've been hearing from Bob Brown from the Greens, and one from the opposition, from Joe Hockey. So a blank space for the government.
Well, the Greens measures are quite interesting in that, from what I gather, we'll see a united front between opposition and government against that initiative.
That's true. Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is political editor with The Age newspaper. It's 12 minutes past 8.